This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Congress passed and President Joe Biden signed legislation Thursday night to keep the government funded until December 3rd, avoiding a midnight shutdown. Legislation maintains current funding levels across government agencies. It also includes $28.6 billion for states suffering from hurricane and wildlife damage and $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving to the United States after Washington ended its two-decade war in Afghanistan last month. Avoiding a shutdown was just one item on a busy congressional agenda. Democrats in the House of Representatives delayed a planned vote on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill that had been set for Thursday, bowing to party progressives who had demanded action on a larger social policy bill first. With razor-thin majorities in Congress, Democrats cannot afford to lose many votes if they want to pass their agenda. Japan Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga called upon the nation on Friday to continue staying vigilant against the coronavirus as a state of emergency came to an end. The state of emergency was lifted in 19 cities, including Tokyo, as well as the quasi-state of emergency in other areas, as infected cases have plunged from its peak. Suga said the number of the vaccinated Japanese citizens surpassed that of the United States, with about 70% of the nation being vaccinated at least once. The Japanese government will ease restrictions on eateries and events and stages, but Japanese citizens are asked to keep wearing masks and avoid close contacts. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. North Korea test-fired an anti-aircraft missile, its fourth set of launches in September, using allegedly new missile technology. According to the country's state media, the Korean Central News Agency posted a single picture of the newly developed anti-air missile fired Thursday using a mobile launch vehicle from an undeclared location. North Korea's test in September also involved a new long-range cruise missile, short-range ballistic missiles launched from a new train-based platform, and a new hypersonic missile. Most of the tests appear aimed at making North Korea's shorter-range missiles harder to detect and intercept. North Korea is banned from conducting any ballistic missile activity, short or long-range, under multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions. However, U.S. officials in recent years have mostly downplayed the North's test of short-range missiles. The United States is condemning Ethiopia's decision to kick out seven United Nations officials whom it accused of meddling in the country's internal affairs. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said depriving your own citizens of basic means of survival is unacceptable and warned that Washington could impose financial sanctions on those who obstruct humanitarian assistance to the people of Ethiopia. The people expelled include five with the UN Humanitarian Agency, one from the UN Human Rights Office, and the one UNICEF representative in the country. Ethiopia's government has accused humanitarian workers of supporting the Tigrayan forces, who have been fighting its soldiers and allied forces since November. Aid workers have denied it. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the organization is engaging with Ethiopian authorities in the expectation that the concerned UN staff will be allowed to continue their important work. These seven officials have been given 72 hours to leave Ethiopia. Well, police gained control of an Ecuador prison Thursday, where rioting has left at least 118 inmates dead, some of them decapitated, as rival gangs went to war armed with guns and grenades. Another 86 were wounded, six of them critically, according to Ecuador's prison authority, in one of the deadliest prison battles in South American history. By late Thursday, the commander told authorities the inmates no longer had control of these cell blocks. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.